Join the Socialist Party to fight for change. Socialist Change Sarah Sanchez Eldridge, Socialist Party National Organizer. Everywhere you look there is proof that our world is afflicted by enormous inequality. On our side there is austerity, poverty, and war, and on the other side for the super rich 1% there is enormous wealth. Watching TV last night provided ample evidence of the need for change, socialist change. On the eve of the publication of the Chilcot Inquiry, which investigated Britain's involvement in the 2003 Iraq War, a documentary called The Blairich Project caught my eye. During the Iraq War, former Prime Minister Tony Blair was known as George Bush's poodle for his obedience to the warmongering demands of the US president to invade and bomb Iraq. The Socialist Party, which played a leading role in the anti-war movement, explained that Blair was also a poodle to big business, which gained from his Thatcherite policies of privatization and cuts. Since leaving office, Blair has revealed more fully that he was always more of a running dog of capitalism. He is paid millions to advise dictators. The documentary showed footage of striking oil workers being shot down and massacred by state forces under the Nazarbayev regime in Kazakhstan, one of Blair's clients. Blair has seized every bit of media coverage he can to attack Jeremy Corbyn's leadership of the Labour Party. It is a threat to his transformation of Labour into a second Tory party. The Socialist Party is calling for the active defense of Corbyn by the working class and labor movement and a fight against austerity. Later, a Channel 4 Dispatches program investigated the impact of the Tories' so-called National Living Wage NLW on low-paid workers. It revealed that some of Britain's biggest companies, including Tesco and B&Q, make stealth attacks when they switch to the NLW. Cafe Nero said that the cost of the NLW, still lower than the actual living wage, demanded operational changes, and they withdrew the sandwich staff had been receiving at lunchtime. The documentary also showed the scam of self-employment with workers, classed as independent contractors, so companies can avoid paying even the NLW and the benefits that come with proper employment. We need a £10 an hour minimum wage for all with no exemptions. This would start to address these scandals of poverty, pay and gross inequality. The Socialist Party, along with others, including the Bakers Union, have popularized this demand, which has now been adopted by the TUC. In the US city of Seattle, the election of socialist Shamus Aucoin in 2013 to the city council was crucial to the victory of the campaign for a $15 an hour minimum wage, which shows what's possible when we have a determined movement and a political voice for the working class. Voice. Jeremy Corbyn's call last summer for £10 an hour inspired thousands to vote for him. But most Labour MPs and councillors oppose him. While the right wing has controlled Labour, working class people have had no political voice. It is vital for Jeremy Corbyn to mobilise his anti-austerity supporters both in the Labour Party and outside, to fight the Tories and kick out the traitors. This means building a party that fights in the interests of workers and young people, not the bosses. That means a socialist program. Seattle is rich in lessons. For a start, it represents a $3 billion transfer of wealth from the bosses to the poorest workers. It shows that, when workers organize and fight back, we can win. It shows that only parties that are unapologetically committed to fighting for the working class can be relied on to defend workers. And it shows that, as Kshamar explains, you don't have to be a socialist to fight back, but it helps. The working class is the majority in society, with enormous potential power, capable not only of defending our pay and fighting austerity, but also of changing the world. Socialists fight for a dignified life for all, and that means building a mass struggle for wages we can live on. Capitalism, a short-sighted and crisis-ridden system, only offers us crumbs off the plates of the super-aged 1%. Socialism would be completely different. It would mean using the vast resources in society to meet the needs of all. A socialist government would take into public ownership the top 150 companies and banks that dominate the economy and run them under democratic working class control and management. Compensation would be paid only on the basis of proven need. Democratic planning of production would allow humanity to build a world without exploitation, inequality, and hunger, while also protecting the environment. If you think this is the kind of change you want to see, then join us today. See also why I joined IWAD My Generation and others, to have a better future, why I joined Myril Education started, when I became a militant supporter.